About 4.7, Andy and Mal. It's 7:05 up to 56 today. 39 right now. We have got the Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders coming up at 7:20. $225 up for grabs today.
Cha-ching!
Not bad.
Like it.
Not bad at all. So be listening up for that. We sure do love coming up with new conditions in this country. I got the latest one here for you.
Conditions?
Mm-hmm. In the wake of the elections on Tuesday night, you may find yourself, your friends, your family experiencing something called post-election depression. There's a psychologist in Minneapolis who says post-election depression is more severe than just being bummed over, you know, your candidate losing. She says it happens when people get so emotionally involved in the election and then lose that it subconsciously triggers emotions that have been buried.
Wow.
Then generally includes depressing moments from when you were younger, even your childhood.
What?
There's not an official treatment for it, but yeah.
Huh.
I'm sure, you know, a shrink would be happy to make some money off of you talking about it.
Just get a Xanax.
Yeah. The other thing that was flying around the internet yesterday a bunch was Diane Sawyer drunk on election night?
Okay. I don't think so.
I mean, I didn't. It was one of those stories where it was hard to not think it when you hear it. I've got a clip of her from the other night announcing Minnesota was going to win for Obama.
Okay.
And here it is.
Okay, I want to have a can we have our music? Because this is another big one here. Minnesota, we're ready to project Minnesota right now. And again, another state, the Romney campaign had raised a question whether it was in play. Well, tonight we know that President Barack Obama has won Minnesota.
A source says Diane was not drunk. She was tired. And to be very clear, she absolutely was not drunk, but she was extremely tired from an exhausting work schedule.
Obviously. I mean, covering the election is a long day.
Well, yeah, on election day?
Yeah.
I would imagine
and
it probably was.
And there's lots of stuff coming at you, and that can be very, very tiring. I do not think she was drunk at all. Just because she said a word wrong on accident? I mean, come on. She's human.
She often jokes that this source said Diane often jokes that she doesn't need a lot of sleep and is always extremely professional. She worked all weekend preparing for the election and covered the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Meanwhile, Diane herself tweeted, quote, read your tweets, the good, the bad, and the funny. See you on ABC World News.
Yeah, she wasn't drunk.
I don't think she was drunk either, but she did sound drunk, though. You got to admit, she sounded like she was a little hammered.
But we have a projection to make without our music. We need our music. Many of you are tweeting us.
I think she was just stalling. She was waiting for the music.
No, I don't think she was stalling. I just think she sounded like drunk people sound when they lose control of their voice. Like
yeah.
She was so tired, she didn't have control of her inflection.
I don't think she was drunk at all.
I just said I didn't think she was drunk.
Okay. But
I just said she sounded like she was drunk.
I don't even think she sounded that much like she was drunk.
It's like saying she sounded like she had a cold. Obviously, she didn't sound like she had a cold. She just sounded like she was drunk. Because you know how when you're like, hey, man, remember back in the day when we went to...
You sound like you're high, not drunk.
Because I said man? Okay, I won't say man
no,
this
time. No,
it's
just the way that you say it sounds like that you're high.
Hey, remember that time when we went to the...
the
concert that we went to.
Remember?
It was...
When I'm drunk, it's like, hey, let's go do a shot!
You're pretty.
You're so pretty. I'm petting your hair because I drink vodka.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't believe that she was drunk, but she definitely sounded like it. And I can see why Twitter exploded thinking she was.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe she did have a bottle of vodka under the desk. Who knows?
She could have been doing shots.
She could have been.
Shots. Every time they said Obama, they were taking shots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been a short night.
Wow.
Really short night. Got news coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Yeah. Let's get some and live while we're young.
Good idea.
Top 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722, up to 56 today. It's 39 right now. We have got the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. We've got $225 up for grabs right now. Now, when it starts off and it's only 45, yeah, that's a little, eh, I'm not going to pay much attention.
45 bucks, though.
Then once it starts
bucks.
Getting to the amount where you can actually buy more than one tank of gas with the money, then, boy, people start paying attention.
Yeah. Or Christmas presents.
Remember back in the day when you could buy a couple of tanks of gas for 45 bucks?
No. Back in the day when we used to cruise the loop?
Yeah.
Think of all that wasted gas. Yeah. Cruising the loop.
And flannel shirts were like the number one fashion statement ever.
Oh my gosh. They totally were. Mm-hmm. Girls and guys.
Uh-huh.
I wore flannel shirts. I had a couple of them.
That was my whole closet was flannel shirts. It was all I wore.
Even in the summertime?
No. No, then it was just
T-shirts.
A T-shirt of of lots of usage, let's say. Couldn't wear a new T-shirt. That was just lame.
Oh, okay.
Had to be something old and
worn out,
weird,
dirty,
or a rock band.
Okay.
Yeah, one or the other. I was always frustrated with the rock band T-shirts though because they never sold double X.
Jerk faces.
Biggest you could get was XL, and they didn't fit me. At least well.
And that was the days before the internet where you could order anything you needed.
So, the Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders, $225 up for grabs. Here are the seven songs all mashed together. Listen, pay attention. So we only take one caller each day to play this. So there's only going to be one person who gets one crack at it. I'll play it one more time. Three, 6, 1, 5, 7. Can you name all seven songs? If you do, you get $225 from Quality Lenders.
Don't forget title and artist.
Title and artist.
Yes.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Enough about politics, presidents, and the future of America, blah, blah, blah. Let's get back to me now.
It's 725, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It's going to top out today at 56, 35 tonight, 53 tomorrow. Right now, it is 39, and we are playing the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. You can win $225 if you know all seven songs in the mash. We played it a little while ago. If you missed it, well, too bad. That's just tough. Sorry.
Sucks for you.
Yep. Anyway. So we are going to see if we can get ourselves a winner in the Mash for Cash. Hot 104.7, who is this?
This is Jared Peterson.
Jared, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So do you think you know all seven songs in the Mash for Cash, Jared?
I think that I do.
Go ahead. Give her a whirl.
All right. Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. In the End, Linkin Park. Just a Dream by Nelly. Bring Me to Life, Evanescence. Let Me Clear My Throat by DJ Cool. Disturbia by Rihanna. And Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
Jared?
Yes.
You got six of the seven right.
Oh, no.
Man.
That is frustrating.
I think I know
and
which one it was.
The one you got wrong was the right artist, the wrong song.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yep.
And
okay.
I think I know who that one is.
Okay,
man,
well,
I'm so sorry.
Yep, try tomorrow, Jared. Thanks for the call. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tear.
Yeah.
So close.
Try again tomorrow. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. It'll be up to two what? I can't do that math that quick.
Something.
225 plus 45. How about that? Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 740. We're going to top out at 56 today. Not too bad. 39 right now. The third digit to crack the vault tomorrow is 6. 6.
The number 6.
Sixer. 6. 6.
6.
See, I don't have problems with Freudian slips.
I didn't have a problem. I said 6 without...
What was that show on TLC?
Well, I guess you... Okay. I said I didn't have a problem with this particular
one. What was it
one.
Called?
It's called Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Pawn.
That was it.
I guess it's a pretty cool show. I should watch it.
So, know all 3 digits tomorrow, and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. Hardcore what?
Pawn.
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 That's what it is.
That's what it's called.
So, I'm a guy, and I have said stupid things before. I'll admit it. I'm not afraid to admit it.
I'm impressed that you'll admit that.
I've said some very dumb things before.
I say dumb things all the time.
Sometimes your mouth just starts moving before you think about the consequences.
Especially in a fight.
Or before you even think about the situation you're in.
Right.
You know, I will say, and it's these two friends of mine from when I lived out in the hills and in college, that when we're together, one of us will always say something horribly inappropriate at the most inappropriate time. Like, we'll be making a, you know, a joke about something you probably shouldn't make a joke about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do it, like, right in front of the person we're saying it about, not realizing it.
Oh, boy.
Or we'll say something, you know, that isn't that bad, but then you find out the real circumstances, and then it's horrible. And I cannot repeat any of those on the air, because you'll all hate me.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
And don't get all high and mighty like nobody else has ever made a joke. That,
oh, I've made some definitely wrong ones.
Anyway.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Well, like when we had the shadow the other day, we were saying, you know how many times we would have been fired if our off-air conversations were on the air?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even for the reasons you think we'd be fired.
No.
It would not be for those reasons.
You would be very surprised.
You'd be very surprised. We'd get fired, but it wouldn't be for that. But what I'm wondering is if there is anything a guy has ever said that has ended a relationship. One thing a guy said, relationship dead.
Like in the middle of a fight usually, right?
I would imagine that's when it would happen.
Gosh, you have an example? I mean, usually when I break up with somebody, it's not necessarily about what they said, it's about what they did.
Yeah. And
you know?
If that has ever happened to you, I would love to hear what it is. Because that's never happened to me.
So
I was just thinking, you know, I wonder if anyone has ever said one thing that was the total deal breaker.
So maybe it's something like they're yelling at each other and he's like, you know what? You do look fat in those jeans.
Yeah, I guess that would be an example.
Like that. And then she's like, that's it. You know, we're done. Like something like that, you think?
Or maybe something like, I really hope you don't look like your mom when you get older.
That would be bad.
That'd be bad. But is that a relationship ender?
I don't know, but saying something like that's pretty bad. Besides that, I hope I look like my mom when I, the older I get, because she's hot.
361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 752. The high today, 56, 39 right now. We've got some stomp tickets to give away here this morning. We'll do that during the 8 o'clock hour, probably about 8:40. We'll do that. So the one thing a guy said to you, because we say dumb things sometimes, that ended the relationship. What was it? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. And Jackie is on the phone. How are you, Jackie?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So has a guy ever said one thing that ended the relationship?
Oh, yes. And it was, we were cleaning his room at the time, and I guess it's probably what he said and what he did. And he held up these pair of hideous granny panties and goes, babe, aren't these yours? And I'm not a big girl, but they were like blue, like parachute-wise panties. And I was like, and we're done.
Snap! So.
How long had you been together when this happened, Jackie?
About a year.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Yeah. But yeah. We weren't living together at all, but yeah, that was the deal breaker. He held them up. Like in the dumbfounded look on his face is that he actually thought they were mine. And I'm like looking at him, I'm like, you're holding them up, you could wrap them around me twice, and you're saying, aren't these yours?
So,
did you junk punch him?
It took everything in me not to, but I did punch the door.
Did, okay.
I would have too. Oh, was my
it,
gosh.
Was it that, okay, so he not only cheated on you, but he cheated on you with a big girl and then called you
the
fat.
The panties were so ugly. Like, they were like the panties you wear when... Women.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. That time of the month panties.
Oh, okay.
Those kind of panties. And I was like, what the hell?
That is amazing, Jackie. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got a text message that brings up one thing that you have said that could be a relationship ender.
What? I put meat in it! How would that be?
It wouldn't. Rob just wanted to hear, I put meat in it.
Okay.
So there you go, Rob.
I put meat in it. You could have just played it. You didn't have to make a really bad, you know, joke.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Kind of.
At least I didn't laugh at it.
I can't help it sometimes.
The things I say are so funny, I can't help but laugh.
I can't help it if I say something that I find amusing that I'm going to giggle afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people do it. Stop making fun of me.
Okay, so let's see. We've got Jennifer on the phone. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing dandy, and yourself?
Pretty good. So what did one guy say to you that ended it?
Oh, it was when I was like in my 20s, and he was about 12 years older than me. And he was at my apartment. I was sitting on the couch, and he had asked me if I had gone swimming today. And I said, no, why? So it's because you forgot to take your life preserver off. Because I had a small, at that time I was very thin, but I had a small roll around my stomach.
Oh my God.
He did not say that to you.
Yes, he did.
Oh, what did you do?
Ended the relationship. That's what we're talking about.
I want to know if there was like
violence afterwards.
Because that's where I would have went with that.
There were some words, and I was like, are you serious? I'm like, this guy is a jerk.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was basically the end of that.
Wow. That's tough. Thanks for the call, Jennifer.
You betcha.
Bye-bye. Bye. Got a text from Terry that said, will you start acting more like my mom? She's a great lady, and I think you could learn some of her ways.
Uh-uh. Whoa.
Okay, guys, do not ever try comparing your wife, girlfriend, whatever, to your mom.
Do not do it.
At least out loud.
No, don't even think it. We can read your mind.
Apparently you think we can read yours as well. At least we're willing to admit we can't read your mind. Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing all right.
All right. So what was the one thing a guy said to you that ended it?
Well, actually, it was something I said to my husband, and it caused him to not speak to me for 2 weeks.
Oh.
What was it?
We were going through a really bad time, and I mentioned, you know, if he didn't shape up, we were going to end up like his parents. And that was a very sore subject because his parents broke up when he was very young. And he just looked at me and he said, that took it too far. And he did not talk to me for 2 weeks. He actually stayed at a friend's house
for
a week. And then he came back and still didn't talk to me for a week. And I was just begging for forgiveness. And then after about 2 weeks, he said, it was below the belt, but he goes, we were really mad at each other. He's like, we just can't do this anymore. And so we never, ever mentioned anything like that again in the heat of the moment. We don't even have arguments like that anymore.
So you're still together?
We are still together.
Oh, that's good.
At the time when he moved out for that week, I was like, oh my God, what did I just do? He's going to leave.
Wow.
We're fine now.
That's good. I'm happy that you're still together. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah.
I got one more email I want to get to here from Carrie. She said, during a fight, he says, no wonder your ex cheated on you.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
That's the thing. When you're in a fight, sometimes you don't think about, you're just trying to get them.
Yeah.
You're just trying to think of something to make
them
mad.
Hurt them. Yeah. To hurt them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And sometimes you don't think about how bad it is. Oops.
Ooh.
Your calls and texts, 361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com. It's 7:59, hot104.7.
Hot1047.com.